High-ranking trend Aragua gang leader extradited from Colombia to Texas on drug terrorism charges. By Randy Clark on May 16, 2026. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, worked with law enforcement authorities in Colombia to successfully extradite a suspected high-ranking member of the notorious Venezuelan trend Aragua gang. Jose Enrique Martinez Flores, a 24-year-old Venezuelan national, arrived in Houston, Texas, this week and will face drug distribution and terrorism charges. According to the United States Department of Justice, DOJ, Martinez Flores made his initial court appearance on Friday on charges of providing material support to a foreign terrorist organization and significant drug trafficking offenses. Martinez Flores, known as Chucky, is alleged to be a high-ranking leader of the hyper-violent Venezuelan trend Aragua gang. In a social media post on X on Thursday, FBI Director Kash Patel referred to Martinez Flores as the highest-ranking member of Trend Aragua, ever brought to justice. According to Patel, this is the first incidence where a suspected DA member has been charged with terrorism-related crimes and been extradited to face justice in the United States, saying history made pursuant to President Trump's executive order last summer designating Trend Aragua as an FTO. Foreign terrorist organization. Martinez Flores, based in Bogota, Colombia, is believed to be part of the inner circle of senior Trend Aragua leadership. Authorities in the South American country arrested the suspect more than a year ago pursuant to a provisional arrest warrant issued at the United States' request. According to the allegations facing Martinez Flores, he is charged with providing material aid and support to the gang in the form of personnel, including himself, and services. The indictment against the suspect alleges he is part of an international drug distribution conspiracy based on the distribution of 5 kilograms of cocaine or more in Colombia, later intended for distribution in the United States. The allegations assert the proceeds were intended to benefit the gang. A federal grand jury in Houston returned a second superseding indictment against several other suspected leaders of Trend Aragua in December 2025. Breitbart Texas's Bob Price reported. Those indicted include 48-year-old Johan Jose Romero, also known as Johan Petrica, 45-year-old Juan Gabriel Rivas Nunez, also known as Juancho, and 38-year-old Giovanni Vicente Mosquera Serrano, also known as El Viejo. Each is suspected of conspiring to provide and providing material support to the violent Venezuelan gang. Mosquera Serrano is also a named co-conspirator in the international drug distribution allegations against Martinez Flores. If convicted, Martinez Flores faces a maximum penalty of life in prison and a $10 million fine. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Casey N. McDonald and Anibal Jailanis for the Southern District of Texas are prosecuting the case along with Deputy Director David C. Smith and trial attorneys James Keller and Kelly McGann of Joint Task Force Vulcan, JTFV. Task Force Vulcan was created by the DOJ to eradicate the Salvadoran Mara Salvatrucha MS-13 gang in 2019. In February 2025, the Attorney General directed the task force to also target the Trend Aragua gang. The task force is comprised of numerous U.S. attorneys' offices throughout the United States and counts federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, DEA, ICE, VATF, USMS, and CBP, as partners. According to the Department of Justice, assistance from authorities inside Colombia made the extradition possible and included the Colombian National Police, the Colombian Attorney General's Office, the Justice Department's Office of the Judicial Attaché in Bogotá, Colombia, and the Office of International Affairs. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.